The final Triple H year of the season slash retirement of the Triple H is going to be this week. A hypothetical question that was asked to me, of course hypothetical, from another camp who had a guest Dechazen last week, and a number of the constituents of the so-called camp called me. I am the camp rabbi in that camp, and they asked me whether or not there was a violation of Tircha D'Zibura, because normally this camp davens at 6. This camp davens, let's just pick a time, at 6:45, and they get out by 6:47. They get out by 7:30. And this week, they made Kriya Shema even according to Rabbeinu Tam's Machmir Shita, Rav Aaron Salvechik. That's 72 plus 72. So the question is there such a thing as Tircha Tzibura? Number two. Another Talmud in another camp that had a kolel in the center of the camp, Ish, told me that what if you have the Rebbe, blessed Rebbe, but Hishmon Esri is very long. Isn't that Tircha Tzibura?
Yes, sir.
And finally, these are all rhetorical questions. We'll tell you what that is later. And finally, this all came as I saw them, one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life, to be honest with you. And there was a sign. And it was a sign over the last summer, so I've had to stop in Woodburn to daven at Nicholsburg.
No schlepping.
And there's a beautiful sign that says, "No schlepping." Psh, if I could just bring that to Eretz Yisrael, I probably would get killed. But it's a great sign. You don't like a Hasidic shtiebel. You don't expect that sign. Beautiful sign. Baruch Hashem. So the question is, what is this all based on? How far are we going to go with this? So the Gemara in Brachos is the famous source in Yud Bet Amud Beis, which speaks about the parsha of Balak. And Bilam gives the curses, so it says that it wanted to include Amar Rebbe Avohu. Rebbe Avohu says that maybe we should add Bikshu Lekvoa Parshas Balak the Kriya Shema, right? We all, I'm sure, know this already, that Kriya Shema you think is bad with the three parshios, right? You ever, every so often you get a camper who's smarter than God, the Rabbina line, smarter than God, and he thinks that he knows better. So he says, there's no parsha at tzitzis at night, so there's also no parsha of, you don't have to say pitch tzitzis, right? You don't say the parsha of tzitzis at night, because I don't wear tzitzis at night. All those three things, all those are wrong. Yeah, Yishkoyah. Just like you should bench only up to Aliyah Chasreini. Key! Okay, fine. So you didn't thank God. Did you have benching today? Did you? Oh no, everybody benched themselves. So you're in charge, Siegels, or Bayside. Come on. So then it says. So why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't they include Parshas Balak? So it says because of Bnei Ma Lo Kavu Mishum Tircha Tzibura. I Tircha Tzibura. Right, it's not fair to the Tzibur. My time, and then it goes why, and then there's a famous concept that we don't have time now, but Drush. Why Parshas Balak? What's so special? So maybe because of the Shulchan Aruch Chumecha, Rashi's famous Perish that he says here, Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Avin Mishum Dechsev, because it says it talks about the lion Ke'ari is getting up with the Lavi, and they're getting up a Shulchan Aruch Chumecha because they don't sleep with it, nobody, they're not scared. Okay, fine. There's a whole drush over there. Not for now. Rav Asher Weiss, in his beautiful piece in Parshas Balak, actually has this piece where he discusses whether it's Deraisa Derabana. Very interesting. We'll quote it a little bit later. The Stechemet. So he quotes the Steich Hemed, who quotes the Mahari al-Ghazi in his shaver called the Shlomei Tzibor, and he says that it's Min HaTorah. And what the Steich Hemed says, I don't know, Ikur Min HaTorah, what is it? So of course Rav Asher, in his beautiful way, is going to point out a very interesting chiluk. It's a beautiful chiluk. Because when you go through it, you don't even think about it. We'll see that it's not always called Tircha Tzibura. Sometimes it's actually called Kavod HaTzibur. So maybe Kavod HaTzibur is something that's Midaraisa. Or Rav Asher Weiss is famous, where he says as many times about the Rambam is famous on in Hilchos Avel. So he talks about the Hathorech Hagmachos, Kolelas, all the mitzvahs, right? So a person can be Makayim Nicham Avelim, right? He can go to, let's say, an Avel house. What does he have to do to be Makayim? Say, I'm Makam Yenachem. So what happens if he gets to be Makayim Menachem Yenachem? So you didn't do the mitzvah of Nicham. You did have Hathorech Hagmachos still. So by all these things, right? You didn't do the mitzvah exactly, but you still got Hathorech Hagmachos. So Hathorech is a mitzvah's Kolelas. It includes a lot of different types of things. Okay, fine. So whether or not it's Deraisa Derabanan is not for our discussion, although it's an interesting discussion. You little Rav Asher Weiss, Arn Parshas Balak. There is actually another Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed which speaks about Yalav Yavo, and there it talks about that if the Shliach Tzibor in his own Shmon Esrei forgot Yalav Yavo, don't worry about it. Just you'll make it up then, and not any Shliach Tzibor anyway. I can't imagine this ever happening. It's hard enough for the Rav of the Shul to admit that he forgot Yalav Yavo. He's usually not doing it. You know, he's the one all the way in the front, and he doesn't want to admit anything. He's the one, you know, during Shabbos, Friday night Shabbos, he starts doing Shlach Lanu, and he has to pretend like he has a scratch over there, you know, or he's just doing his hair, whatever, okay, fine. So, but that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, in Daf Lamed, why? The same thing, because it's going to be a Tircha D'Tzibura. Then the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah in Yuma, we know this already, Samach Tes, the Gemara in Daf Ayin, speaks about what happened in the times of the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. They read Achrimos, Emor, and they read it from the Torah, and then they didn't want to go to the Torah, Mishum Tircha D'Tzibura. Why? So it says that they would be go ahead and take out the Torah, the skan would reach it to each person to show cover for the Torah, and then the Kohen Gadol would read. Ain't a roi Kohen Gadol kashu Korah, so he didn't even look. Why? Because she ain't golem save a Torah, but Tzibur, but she covered Hatzibur. Now this is going to come halacha l'maisa, because we know that we'll see in a little bit, this is a halacha l'maisa as far as that. We had in, when we were in Boston, besides the fact that the Torah probably wasn't kosher, besides that, so we took out, it was nobody's fault. I didn't expect Mr. Dubin to also go to Tufts University and find the Torah and then bring it here and make sure it was on the right place. So I say, can anybody guess when was the last time Tufts University this year had a minyan? So the kids are like, what are you talking about? So I'm like, June 9th. I don't know. Parshas Naso, is up to open to Parshas Naso. So we had a. So really, that's not a problem. The reason I said the Torah wasn't kosher is because when we rolled from Naso to Devarim, there were two different ksavs in the Torah. The Torah is quite interesting. Anyway, fine. It was a Torah that was saved from the Holocaust. So fine. Okay. No hak. Not our Torah. This was in another place. Another place. The rabbi at Tufts University could answer that child. So. There is a shaila about rolling the Sefer Torah. This is a really halacha l'maisa that we're not allowed to. If we know for sure, if you're the gabbai, you know, sorry for you, you'll come home a little bit late. You got to roll the Torah before it gets to the tzibur. That's why, even though normally mishum kavod haTorah, we don't stam take out Torahs. It would be mutter to take out the Torah, probably even by shacharis, to make sure it's in the right place so the tzibur doesn't have to wait. The Ritva here and the Meiri says the same thing over here in source number 3, commenting on the Gemara in Yuma. Shekain Perish, Hetir Legolel, Velo Chashashu L'Torchet Tzibur. So there are certain times, right? So here it's interesting, because what does it say? Here the Ritva and the Meiri uses the Lashon of Tircha Tzibura. The Gemara uses the Lashon of Covenant Tzibur. So Rosh Rice picks up on that. And he says, what's the difference between the two? So there could be a very interesting difference. So first of all, one could argue, correctly so I believe, that there's something different over here. I think it's Avnei Nezer, maybe? I think the Avnei Nezer in her tshuva says that there's a difference between the reading of the Kohen Gadol and our general reading. So why don't we allow this normally? You have this sometimes. Nebuch, you have a shul that doesn't have 3 Sifrei Torah, right? It doesn't even have 2 Sifrei Torah. So what do you do? So we had a Nebuch, not a Nebuch, but a shul that in Ramat Shiloh, so Mishkan Shiloh it's called. I don't think it's a good name. It's not on the corner, but okay, good. Good call out. So okay, you were here, you were there, I never invited you. Okay, get it. So jmtheam.org. Okay, good, we're done. Nachum Siegel Network. Okay, good, okay. So I just want your father to call me. So fine. So what happened? So there, Nebuch, this is really said, they got one Torah, so they were barred from when the shul opened. You know, it's hard to believe. You know, most shuls, you know, you guys live in America, every shul's got, you know, 400 Torahs. Not every shul has that. So they had one Torah that was barred, and now they start to need a Torah. So there was a guy, I feel so bad for this guy, who came up with this great idea. He was talking to his family over, I think it was Rosh Hashanah, they said, I can't believe you don't have it. It's so annoying. They were taking out the Torah, Nebuch, and they had to roll it. On Rosh Hashanah, it was a Tirchot Tzibura. But they had no choice. What are you going to do? So his grandmother remarried. She married this guy who used to be the president of one of the largest conservative shuls in America. Not too good yichas. Okay, fine. So what happened? Like many conservative shuls, it closed. It closed with 20 Sifrei Torah. So the shaila was, can we use the Sefer Torah? Is there any chazaka on these Torahs that they're... So this was a lot of research done, and it was a little hard research to do, because that Rav Bagno, so he had to figure out what's Metzius in America. So it happened to be
that you were able to date when the Torah was written, and I think there's some way also that they realized that there, until, I don't know if what the exact date is, but 25 years ago, something like 30 years ago, there was no such thing as a non-religious sofer. Then they start, now there's women's sofer, and it's beautiful, all these different things, but never had that, so they're able to determine from that. Then he went to different rabbanim. If I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong about this, but one of his rabbeim, Rav Shabtai Rapport, Rav Moshe Feinstein's grandson, and son-in-law. And so he said that all you have to do is look at the end. At the end, right, you'll notice at the end of the Torah, Le'inei Kol Yisrael, is very smudged. Why? Because we always have Hachanas Sefer Torah. The only other people that write Sefer Torah, there were Sadducees that used to write Sefer Torah, but they never came to the ceremony at the end. They always wrote the whole Torah because they didn't want people to see that they weren't Shomer Torah Mitzvahs like we were supposed to be. So from that, they were able to determine, and then finally, when they checked the Torah, they actually found a certain stamp in it that knew for sure it was kosher. That all great. Right? And they went through the Machon Oath, they did the whole thing, and they found about, like every other week, there was a mistake in the Torah, even with all the photocopies. The guy brought another Torah from the Kesher Shul. Puzzle as well. This went on for weeks. It was like the big joke. Finally, somebody couldn't take it anymore. They donated a Sefer Torah. Now they have. But when they didn't, so why is that not different? The Avnei Nezer asked, why can't you just read by heart then? Just like the Kohen Gadol did. So he says the Kohen Gadol's reading was his private reading. It was for his Avodah. The Avodah wasn't for the Tzibur. We know that the concept of having Kriyas HaTorah is for the Tzibur itself. That's why we have such a chiyuv to be able to be there. And not, right, you're not supposed to leave in the middle, you're not supposed to leave at all, right, so on and so forth. Like, for example, it doesn't make any sense. You remind me because you have that big cup, so that people put coffee in that. So you wouldn't be able to have that cup of coffee and make a little coffee clutch, I don't know, let's say outside here during your minyan on Shabbos. That would be awesome to do, right? Because there's a mitzvah of the Tzibur to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The Rambam writes...
How does he explain...
Yeah. Who? Rav Asher Weiss?
Meaning, if that's his private mitzvah, so why is there an issue
of Kovod and Tzibur? So he says that it's Avnei Nezer. I don't know. It might be different than Tircha and Tzibur. Tircha, again, what's Kovod and Tzibur? Kovod and Tzibur is that the Tzibur is waiting. So we might say, I don't care if the Tzibur is waiting, right? Who cares if the Tzibur is waiting? Because what? There's no Chiyuv over here. So why in a regular Shabbos don't we say Kavod HaTzibur? Now, it depends if you interchange. The Avnei Nezer doesn't discuss the difference between Tirchot's Kavod. That's a Chiddush of Rav Asher Weiss, which I think is a wonderful Chiddush. I never recognize that. Sometimes we just interchange them. But he says not to. Here he says that here, there is no real... The Kavod HaTzibur is that the Tzibur is waiting. We're going to see that there's going to be a difference. Obviously, if you're being Yotzei Tfil, like let's take the Chazan, the Rav. You're waiting for the Rav, so why are you waiting for the Rav? Mishum what? Kavod for him, but... It's not covered to the Tzibur. The Tzibur is waiting for that. So that could be the potential difference. Yes, sir?
What?
Sorry.
Isn't
waiting in front of most
on the din of the Tzibur?
The din on what? Chob on the Yachid?
Yes.
No, it's not. It's a
Dafkanat.
I thought I'm Talmud of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, so that's like the Rav. I don't know. That's what I always thought. I was assuming. We say, I'll tell you why, because we assume... Right. Right. Yeah. And that the only reason why, let's say you find yourself somewhere and you don't have the minyan, so now it's Thursday. You don't force everybody to take out a Sefer Torah on Thursday because you didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, you were on the plane. But what do you do if you're with the whole Tzibur and the whole Tzibur missed it? Because then that's a chovah. That's what I thought. So the Rambam over here writes in source number 4, again, based on this idea of ain't golem Sefer Torah but Tzibur, mipnei tarcha Tzibur, shul yitrach aleihem. You shouldn't be mitarif them, right? You shouldn't do this during. So, what's going to be interesting over here is that we're going to see how far do you extend this din. Tirchot Tzibur, really, you're making them wait, so for what? So here the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ein kedai lehosif lehabros bebrachas. So he says, what is he talking about? How many aliyahs are you allowed to have? I'm sure you've been in. My ufruf, I always remember. My ufruf. So the Bir Heitzev says, Meforesh, you can't have more than 10 aliyahs. Which doesn't seem to make any sense because I don't know, most shuls I don't think have. My brother-in-law told me that he was in Rome, in the big shul in Rome, which I think still has a minyan today, and they had like a museum there. So one of the things that they had in the museum, I think that's what he told me, they had cards, right? And it had, you know, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, you know those cards some shuls give out, the fancy schmancy, and in Hosafa Aleph, Hosafa Bet, it had 24 Hosafas. So I don't know how they would read this Ber Heitev, but the Mishnah Berurah here says, you shouldn't add so much. For example, in b'makom atzorech, if you have a chasana, a bris milah, and you have to add, so we add. V'nachem shalol lahosif harbe, maybe the tirchot tzibura. Makom sheyesh lachush l'taruz eizen hashem, that would be fine. The Mishnah Halachas has a tshuva where he, I forgot who he quotes, and he says, oh, no, you can add a lot. You can add many. I think maybe in Mahara Mintz, he quotes, and he says that you can add, because if it's the Ofarov, so there used to be this strange, I think it was after the Ofarov maybe, if I'm not mistaken, the Shavar Brachos, where they were given Aliyah to everybody that was there. Why? So that they should bless the Torah. With that blessing, the Chassan would get it. So you can't tell them that Tzirchot Tzibur. The Tzibur wants it. That's why they came to this minion, right? They're not going to say Avarachamim, but now they have 24 Aliyahs. I don't know. So it's hard to say. Is that really what the Tzibur wants? We'll see this with the Rav in a moment. We might say that the reason why we're allowed to wait for the Rav was a long Shmoneh Esrei is because the entire Tzibur wants to wait for the Rav because he has such covered for him. Not so sure. What? Simcha Sora, what? I'm sorry? That's not Tzirchot Tzibur. Yeah, especially nowadays that we take out, 25 Sifrei Torah and we go all around. Yeah, so that would be, exactly, that's a good point. So you could say that as well. So we're not supposed to be Mosif. That's what he says. Now, the Mishnah Berurah actually has that halacha. We know, many don't know this. This is something that I try to teach the teens. I can't believe they don't teach us in high schools. So I notice that sometimes the teen, they get an aliyah, and they don't read together with the Bakorit. It's a Mefurash Halacha, right? And then you teach them how to do the brachas, the famous thing. So I personally hold that you should have the brachas next to you. Okay, how many times do we hear a teen make the bracha? Just have the bracha next to you. I don't understand. You have to be such a... That's what I think is appropriate. My father, I learned that from my father. I think it's very appropriate. So I kind of get embarrassed when they give me an aliyah. Shkoyich. Almost every week he gave me aliyah. So, you gave me chamishi though. Chamishi this week. Shishi you give me. Shishi, shlishi. Chamishi. Yeah, I know. And then you give him. And I would like to point out, we had a Seres HaDibros this year.
Yeah, and you didn't give it to
Rabbi. You didn't even give it to Rabbi Bixen, okay. We gave it to like Stom some. I was great though, because I hocked with Rabbi Bixen. Like, they don't even give you a chutzpah. Yeah. Then Michael Pelzer came up to me and was like, if they would have given it to you, then it would be a big hug. Okay, fine. So fine. So it says, so the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's the reason why some people have the minna. He says, I don't understand. What's this whole thing that you're not supposed to look at the Torah? You're supposed to look away, that the brachos aren't there. So he says, just close the Torah. So he says, why can't you close the Torah? Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum Tirchot Tzibura. Mishum Tirchot Tzibura, what is it going to take, an extra 5 seconds? That's what he writes. There's Tirchot Tzibura. Unbelievable. So we go that far. The Taz writes that when a person goes up for the tzibur, he doesn't have a talus, so he takes quickly the tzibur's talus. So he says, what should be the halacha normally? You're supposed to check the tzitzis. Yeah. So he says, you don't check the tzitzis, you go quickly, you're going to make a bracha, nothing, just go up. Sometimes you have that guy, like the frum guy who just came back from Mishan Aleph, so he's checking it, the yamod, he's taking his time, gets up there, checking every single one, and then he goes, let's not take the tzitzis. You're like, show him this Taz, what are you doing? You're from or from God. Okay, fine. So that's that. The Shilas Yaivitz, writes in his Tshuva Sefer in Chelek Aleph in Siman Samach Beis the following thing. He writes this I like this ha. He writes, because I always wondered this. I didn't sign the sheet. I'm sorry. I didn't have so much time. I got to pack. So he said like this. He says, what about the Mishnah Berurah? We've had this in shuls, right? The Mishnah Berurah between Aliyahs. Right, the Starka guy comes to Leva Torah and he says, "Nu, Mishnah Berurah to my family, Mishnah Berurah." I'm saying, "No, I'm so Yaakov Yivarachas." Says, "Don't worry, it's going to take a very short time." He takes out like 60 sheets here, his whole family. This and Bubi and Zaidi and died right, and here's all my dogs, my pets, and I show you. Bavush Yitain, Chai Dollar, your chutzpah. Fine. So he says that he thinks that it's us, sir. Yeah.
Case of grapefruit.
Right. You have these like big things. Yitain, hoppies, So fine. So the Shaila is, Shilas Yaivitz says it's us, sir. He says, number one, it's us, sir, because it's a whole din, this is a whole hak also. You can find great shaylos and tshuvos about this. What about money? Masa, matam, b'shabas. I thought it was mutter. We say a lot of have all these things because it's mishum mitzvah. It's also mitzvah fine. So he says, no, you're not allowed to do that, right? He says, furthermore, he says that it should be a problem. He goes, oh, but he says, Yisrael ain't a neviim haim. And this is what everybody's been doing for ad dori doros, and therefore he doesn't aser it. And therefore he says that this is something that wouldn't be aser. Even though we would assume, he said, really it should be mishum tirchot tzibur also. What do you need to make this long Mishnah Berurah? Apparently the short Mishnah Berurah is not so bad. That's why, in Simcha Sora, what do you do? Mishnah Berurah has voice, Berurah has abundant. Right? Maybe that's the reason. I don't know, mishum tirchot tzibur, I don't know. Then comes the question, what about the following thing? This is my mamish pet peeve, ink mode. Oh, this bothers me so much. Thank you for the remigash. This is not, you guys know the remigash from?
Spain.
From Spain, thank you. I didn't say where he's from. We know him from the Gemara. But a number of years ago, his Shelos Tshuvos came out. I would not know about this except Bar Ilan. This is source number 7. This was on the Bar Ilan CD. So he says the following thing. You ever have this before? Where the Shas has a longer Shemon Esrei than the Rav of the Shul. Oh, I hate this so much. Right? You have it sometimes in Yeshiva. Right? The guy asks the guy to down for the Amud. So I don't know what I'm going to do this year because now I can't hawk anymore. I'm not important anymore. So I usually go to the Gabbai. I go, don't ask this guy to down for the Amud. He's from God. You know, he thinks the Rosh Yeshiva. There's a famous story about Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It's such a beautiful story. It's a famous story. Really, an unbelievable story. The Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, when he would daven in Shari Chesed in the Grosh Shul, where he always used to daven, he had the shortest Shemon Esrei. Why? Because whenever the Rav of the Shul would be there, he never. So can you imagine? He would always look to make sure, and the second he would go back, he would go backwards. What covered that showed that he would do that do it all the time.
This wasn't done.
So what?
This wasn't done.
What?
What if he didn't realize the
right? Oh, so we'll actually see that in a moment. We're going to get to this, whether what the Rav should do in that case.
Wait, there's a certain yeshiva in Brooklyn, it might rhyme with Chaim Berlin, they give an hour.
Oh, so that's the question. That's what I wanted to say over here. Right.
So there, also
just like,
you know,
no, but just like you have the din of Merutzel HaKol when it comes to the Chazan. So why are we going to say that the Chazan, the topic of the Shir is called the Schlepping Chazan Rabbi? So why is the Chazan not a problem? Let's say you're having a, you know, Friday night, you have some guest person come, right? His name rhymes with rats. And, right, you have him come. I play better than you. So why? So there, it's Merutzel HaKol. Right? Supposed to be that what? When you have the Baal Tefillah, so I hired the whole shul, but they knew who was getting up there. Now, we know this not to be true, right? I don't know. Maybe it's a pastime only, you know, when I was a little kid. But I was a little kid, and it would be like, then all of a sudden the guy starts walking up from most of it. I'd be like, no! No, that's Merutzel HaKol. That guy's dominating the Amud. I'm not so sure that that's true. And what does Merutzel HaKol mean? Does it mean the robe, or does it mean the owner of the camp? Let's say there's a camp situation. But I don't know. I'm not so sure that that's necessarily true. Here, the Marie Gashel here, and it's true. It says, Im Hayab Sibra Misha Marech. Kemoein, 1 second. Mi osem sheyesh hechuk matzibu lahamtim lahem ain alav bazeh avon. Right? He says it's not so bad. We'll see in a moment. Why do we wait for the Rav? This guy's got kavana. He's a shliach tzibur. What does that mean? He's turning our tefillas up to Shemayim. So of course he's concentrating on his tefillah. Maybe it's not so bad. Well, yeah.
There's a show in Chicago that when it's some person's yard site, half the show's gone.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and the joke is afterwards, they're like, I know your father died, but we don't all have to die also. Okay, fine. So, fine. So, the Rama already quotes the Shailos Tshuvos Binyamin Zeh, which was an early Achron. Over here, he has this famous Tshuva where he talks about this exact case. Because the Shulchan Aruch already quotes something fascinating. I'll just skip for a moment. If you go to source number 9, in the Rama, Kuf Chav Dalet Gimel, they don't have to wait for everybody. Right? Oh, gadol, shadayin loba. So he says two things, and he quotes this Biyam and Zevit, source number 8. He says you have two situations. Situation number one is, he's a chashuv ayir. He's the rav, right? Not every shul had a rav. Sometimes it was the Ab Basin. Sometimes the Ab Basin had a longer Shemon Esrei. So he says that you don't have to wait for him. And number two, what if the rav didn't come yet? This is a Maisa Shemachol Yom. Right? In some shuls, Nebuch, they wait for the Rav, or they wait for the Rosh Yeshiva. And now he's taking time and time and time to come in, and now Meir is supposed to start at 9:45, but somebody's giving a shir, we have to wait. So are you allowed to? So said the Binyamin Zev, no, the Ramah passes la halacha. Right? This is a really big thing. According to the Ramah, there's no heter to wait for the Rav of the shul. That's what the Mefarsh the Ramah says. Happens to be, if you remember last year, we gave a shir on Hecha Kedusha, it's in this siman of Hecha Kedusha, where he discusses whether or not Hecha Kedusha is mutter. So Hecha, okay, see the shir from last year. So fine. So here the Biyamin says, the Nero Leni has died, the Eilin Hog Minagzeh, the Haiba Kama Makom, Metsiv, the Cheshuvi Chazal, Major Chasibor. He goes, where'd you get this from? It's Tircha Tzibura. You don't wait for the Rav. I don't understand why you do that. The Ein Lecha Tircha Miyod, and Ein Godel Mizel, Lahamtin. He goes, everybody's finished. And they're waiting like idiots. We're not, okay, so they gotta say, so I happened to be when we first moved to Israel, so Ramat Shilo was not established yet. So I found a nice minion factory.
Right?
So, on the corner. So I couldn't. So I found a beautiful shul, Mishnas Yaakov. So the great Zuchus of Mishnas Yaakov, the great Rav Goldstein, that's on the corner, yeah. So Rav Goldstein there. So the joke, I was wondering the joke, it was true. I was able to finish Shas Mishnayos that year because his Shmon Esrei was so long. It was like an extra 10 minutes of Shmon Esrei just waiting for him. Then I realized, just don't daven the 7 o'clock minyan. That's where he davened. But that's true. So do you have to wait for the Tzibur? So fine. So he has a whole shtickle Torah over there about what to do. So how do we know it today? Everybody does this. So says the Magen Avraham in source number 10, V'achshav nogu l'hamtin. Today we wait for the Av Beis Din, or the Rav. V'nir li hatam sherov anashim isham b'merutza. Nowadays, they finish like that. The im yachidim is palim mila b'mila lo yachol lomar kedusha imatzibor lachen mamtimen. So he becomes the litmus test of the people. There are the good people who have long Shmon Esrei's, and then there's the regular people. So why should we reward the regular people for finishing? Absolutely not. The rav is the barometer of what's appropriate, and when he finishes this way, everybody can say, and that's the appropriate thing to do. So the question is, of course, again, is that really true? So I think if I'm not mistaken, my father told me that Rabbi Billet years ago, not so many years ago, but changed the whole thing, and he says that you're allowed to start without him. He doesn't want to start being merumas, to go, like that. So he says start without him. I think he has like some very makel view of like, you know, as long as there are 10 people, just start already. So I'm not sure. But some shuls have. They have different rules of exactly how it should go ahead and play out. So the question is whether or not this is in fact should be the halacha or not. So we go back to the Stei Chemed. So here we're a Sheilas Teshuva Sefer called Michtav Chizkiyo. All right, and he writes as follows. He said that he asked, "What do you think is better? What should he do now? The Rav is waiting, but he wants him to go already. It's Tirchas Zibura. So what's better? So he has two possibilities. Either he's going to turn around and motion to him, go like this. You're not supposed to do that during Shmoneh Esrei. Or get this chop. He'll go back 3 steps." He'll stand in Shmon Esrei, go back 3 steps. That's the motion, obviously, he knows to start. And then he'll continue Shmon Esrei. So he says, I'm not sure which one of those two are better. He says, first of all, it's okay. Normally, you're not allowed to do that. He says, do one of them. I'm not sure anybody that does the 3 steps back, but most Rabbanim, the motion should just go. What? Right. So I heard that. I think it's very funny you say that. When I was listening to this, I forgot which shir I was listening to on this. So I think exactly that's what he said. That's exactly what I think. I think in Valeo Yuluval, which, I'm not sure. I don't know. It's one of my favorite Svarim, because it's one of the only Svarim that I've ever seen that has two Haskamas from his two sons, or Shlomo Zalman's sons, that says, I command you not to write the Sefer. Please don't publish a Sefer. So I joke that that's the sign that nobody ever reads Haskamas. Because the Haskama is, don't write the Sefer, and he wrote it anyway. And he writes a note, they told me not to write the Sefer, but I wrote it anyway. Funny. So, okay. But there, I think, he tells a story. The reason why I don't want to write the Sefer, because the old stories, and you can never check. And a lot of the times, it has a footnote, and Rav Nevinson says, there's no way this could ever happen. There's no way my Rebbe would ever say that. Okay, so I'm not sure. But in... there, I think it says that sometimes he would just do his feet together because he wanted to continue in Shmon Esrei because it was too quick. Could be. Rabbi Kiva Eger, so he says that that's the reason why, the Magen Avraham says. And therefore, that's why it makes sense for him to go a little bit longer. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Sheilas Teshuvos, has an unbelievable thing that he says. This is in the newer edition. And he writes, he says that you have to wait for the Rav. Hatman alav the Rabbeisim b'shasas fil v'chein mi yisod toraseinu hakadoshim meforshim. B'divri rabaseinu hakadoshim. This is an established minhag that we did for Dori Doros. Umihem lo nozeh. You can't move from this chas v'shalom. It's the yisod. It's what keeps us going. Is you wait for the Rav. I don't know what exactly was happening in the times of Rav Kiva Eger that he went so crazy about this, but nonetheless, Rav Kiva Eger says this. It's interesting to note. There of Usher Weiss, I don't know where else, maybe it has this in the Sevarim, but he writes a joke, B'derech B'dicha. He writes a joke, right, that he quotes in the name of a Sefer, but he calls it a joke, the following thing, that it says that why is the Rav's Shmoneh Esrei so long? So I remember when I came over from Israel, my uncle said to me, he says, I don't understand something. You went to study in Israel. Mistama, one of the things you did is you learned Hebrew. So why is the Shmoneh Esrei now so much longer? Should be that your Hebrew's quicker. No, that's funny. So, right, everybody comes home. So the Rav's, why is the Rav's Shmoneh Esrei so long? So he says that there are two, Soyser, Maimer Chazal. One says that if you become a Rav, Rabbanus leads to be Makasar your life, right? Because it's so difficult. But there's another thing, that somebody who's Marech Shmoneh Esrei, it gives him longer life. So he says, oh, that's why he's longer Shmoneh Esrei. At least he should die, then he shouldn't die from being a Rav. He says it's B'derech B'dicha. But it's actually written in a Sefer, something like that. So, okay, fine. So, the Mishnah Berurah in source number 12 says the following thing. So the Mishnah Berurah writes Tirchot Tzibura. The Achshon Nogu Hashash Lamtim. So he writes the same thing. He says we wait. Shekevan Sheyesh Asara Yishanu Hashkinim Lamatem Meod Kiyom Lishpatin Aminag Lahamtin Ala Be'av Beisin. Used to be that they waited for 10 people. Done. He says, we don't do that anymore. It's not appropriate. The Mishnah Berurah says that's what it is. So he's like, nobody follows the Ramah, and we normally wait for the Rav, unless, you know, whatever, it's a certain type of Rav they don't care about, and they never wait for him sometimes. Sometimes they daven here, nobody cares. Okay, fine, I'm kidding. So who should I should wait for? Shua.
That's who you're referring to.
Not to wait for me, Dafka, or any Rav?
First day, make sure nobody waits for me. If they
hit. Oh, him. He's not a Rav. Okay, fine. So, Vaita. So, fine. I'm not even right. The question is okay. The sweatshirt can't be right. The Bir Halacha also writes. The Bir Halacha writes over here. Ramakam sheish kilkol aydezek kishol yamtino. If it's going to cause minago nachon hu lahamten. Fine. Finally, Rav Moshe. This truva is very very close to my heart because I had this very interesting situation. Situation was as follows. It was Monday morning. Parshas Bereishis, right? And. I don't know why. I'm trying to think why this is back in America, back in the days in America. And I, if I'm not mistaken, I think I was the gabbai. So I went up to the guy to do psicha, and I reminded him, you know, it was something like maybe it was the next day already, something like that. Where so I reminded him, I said, you know, we finished Zosa Bracha yesterday. And he went up to the Torah, and as he's walking to the Torah, he's like, oh, Hartzi, he's such a jokester. Of course, it's still Zosa Bracha. So he picks the big Torah that has a big thing. This is, you know, if I could give a covet to Sam Levy, who's got the big Sam Levy thing that says, this Torah, idiot, you know, like, that. You can't make a mistake here. It says on it, Parshat HaShavua, and he looks at it, and it's Bereishis, and he says, oh, he made a mistake, it's probably for Shabbos, which is going to be Bereishis, and he takes out the Vezosa Bracha Torah. And as the Torah is going out, I know what's going on, I go, no! You know, there's nothing worse that can happen. Everybody's got to go to work. We're not going to have a minion. So I pass him quickly on the spot. I'm not the Rav of the Shul. I'm not the assistant Rav of the Shul. I'm a nobody. I just gave a shiur there. And I said, there's got to be some heter. I'll look it up later. Tuesday night, it was Monday. So I give a Tuesday night. I gave a Tuesday night shiur. As a Tuesday night, we'll figure out why this is mutter. I said, put the Torah back. I announced. I made an announcement. I said, this is Mishum Kavod HaTzibur. Everybody knows it's not Pogum, the Torah. So, you know, that was the thing. And afterwards, a few people came up to me and said, I just want you to know, there wouldn't have been a minion here for Kriyas Torah if we would have waited to roll a Torah. You did the right thing. Okay, that's not good enough for me. So I obviously didn't go to work that day, and I had to now figure out this year. I canceled work, and I said, you know, it's Yom Tov Shlishi Shalgolios, and boom, I went in. I found this great shuva of Moshe Feinstein. And I used the shuva again. It had the same thing where they took out the wrong Torah, and I told the guy to put it back in, except I forgot where I was. I was in a Haredi shul. So he looked at me. I ran up and I said, no, Rav Moshe is a tshuva. He's probably mutter just to put it back. And he looked at me, this clean-shaven guy, and he's like, okay, Shkatz, sit down, Rav Moshe. Okay, sit down. Fine. I once actually had, last story. I once had, no, I'm kidding, that's not true. That's not possible. I was in Sfas. And I was there, and it was their first Shabbaton. So everybody was davening like Breslov, some place. The whole place was davening. It wasn't yeshiva at that time. I was working in a seminary, and I couldn't take it anymore because we had to daven there Friday night, and everybody gets high, and I can't. I need a. So I found this yeshivish place. It's a yeshiva. It's a yeshiva, like a real Litvish yeshiva. So the laning and mamash at the end of laning, they find a mistake in the Torah. So the Rav slash, you know, he gets up there and he claps on the thing. We're going, don't worry, everybody waiting. We're getting a new Torah. We're starting over again. So I don't know what got into me. I got up and I go, no, we're not. I says, that's not the halacha. I said, if you're going to start already, you're going to start again. Let's start from Bereishis. If that's really what you hold. So the guy's looking at me like, I'm nuts. I said, show me a Mishnah. Show you a Mishnah Berurah. Show me a Mishnah Berurah. So this is a yeshiva. They're like, we don't have a Mishnah Berurah. I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, we're in Sfat. We don't have a Mishnah Berurah. You want a Zohar? We have a Zohar. We have an Ariza. Anyway, so I promise you this is really true. I found the sefer there. It's crazy. There's on the Mishnah Berurah, his name is Rabbi Mazer, so he wrote a paper for the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know why, he must have donated it, had it there, it actually was in there, I showed it to him. We don't know what the sefer, we don't know what it is. And I said it happens to be that there are three different shittos. One of them is a famous sheet of Ribei Rav, which is from Sfas. I said, at least follow his sheet, you're not following it? Whatever. Anyway, so they thought I was absolutely nuts, and of course they read from the beginning again. So okay, whatever, I lost. So, in any case, here Rav Moshe, I think, beautifully says, something amazing. This is really takes for some Godel Rav Moshe. I don't know. He says, I don't know. Because you have two things that are playing out here. One is Tircha de Tzibura, Ein Kamohu, right? When you take out the wrong, this is exactly what happened. Take out the wrong Torah. The Gabbai Paskin, he said you can put the Torah back in. He says, but then you have the Pogrom issue, right? Where it's people are going to think, like, it's Mar Sinai of the Torah, right? That they did it. There's a reason why they put the Torah back. It must be that it's Pasul. And then it's going to happen the next time. They're going to think, no, that's the puzzle one. I remember yesterday. So he says, that's why we put the gartel over it, so everybody knows. So he thought that maybe there's a problem over here. And so he goes back and forth. It's a beautiful tshuva. We don't have time to read it, unfortunately. But if you look at inside the tshuva, you'll see that he goes back and forth which one is more appropriate. He marshals a chassam sofer, which is actually what I use in the end to like put the icing on the cake of why I thought I was right. The chassam sofer writes about putting the Torah back, not in the case where you made a mistake. You made a mistake picking the Torah out. Because the shul had two Torahs, right? Sometimes you have the shul, right? They had the old Torah, which Nebuch, they have to use, you know, the Holocaust Torah, but it's not such a beautiful Torah. It's not Mahudra in any shape or form. So they take it out for some laning during the year, and they take that Torah out. And then some guy just wrote a Torah, a Mahudra, beautiful Torah. So it happened to be that the Bereishis Torah that they took out was the beautiful Torah. Actually, I should give him covered. If I'm not mistaken, it was, I think, Alan Pfeiffer's Torah, right? Binyamin's a father. I think I'm right. So I think, as I told him the story afterwards, his father actually, his grandfather refurbishes Torahs. That's what he likes to do that. But this was a real Torah that they read. I'll ask Benjamin if I'm right. I think I'm right. So I thought that was a sniff also of why I'm right. Because the other Torah was the old Torah, right? Happened to be was on you know, what's on Vezosa Bracha? They put all the Torahs on Vezosa Bracha. It was an old Torah. So I thought that was also a sniff l'hakal based on the Chacham Tzvi over here. Anyway, Yoytzim et Vareini. Yosef Devarenu, I think that we could say as follows. Let's just end with a sikum. And that is number one. So when it comes to the chazan, maybe you get tiny as a merutz l'kol. There is an inyan of tirchot sibur. It's true. And if he's not merutz l'kol, it's a big problem to have somebody come where people don't want it. I don't think merutz l'kol is, you know, you take a vote of the whole camp. So you can see the vote was already taken at the concert on Motzei Shabbos. So you can't necessarily go by that. But merutz l'kol is a very serious thing, and it could be an inyan. We see that we go so far to right? We said the case of the Mishnah Berurah. Just for a second to close the Torah by a bracha, you can't do? Mishum Tirchot Tzibur. So Tirchot Tzibur is taken very, very seriously. We have the sources in the Gemara in Brachos, we said, in Yud Beis, it's the original source of adding Parshas Balak, which we don't do. The source in the Gemara in Yuma about being able to read it by heart, Mishum Tirchot Tzibur. We gave other ones, the Shas, repeating Yalav Yavo. Then we spoke about the Rav. What do we do with the Rav? So it seems to be the Minhag is not like the Ramah. It's not like the Binyamin Zeb. We do wait for the Rav now. We do wait for the Gadol Bat Tzibur to wait for Mishum Kavod. And maybe the reason is, like Rav Givi Eger said, this is the Minhag established, or maybe I think it's a cute answer to give also that the reason is that because nowadays Nebuch, as the Magen Avraham says, what happened? He says nobody has Kavod anymore. At least the Rav is the one who has Kavod. You should wait for him. He should be the test of what is appropriate and what is not appropriate in the Tzibur.
He also says
that. What? Right, right. So he has to be chachav ena barosha. So many rabbanim, they do wait, but they have this. I don't know. Some rav told me. It's hard for me to believe that what he did when he was rav, he would go like this: 1, 2, or 3. Right? Fastball, slow, curveball. No. What would it be? Wait a minute. Wait 2 minutes. Wait 3 minutes. He would be able to see what the tzibur was up to because he said, "I don't want them to wait for my shmona say." So, in any case, and then the last thing, mishum tirchot tzibur was taking the wrong Torah out. There should be I think there could be a snif lahakel based on Rav Moshe's tshuva, although Rav Moshe admits that he's not sure which way it would go, whether or not you're being machzir Torah if you're going to have to roll it in a very serious way. Shkoyach.